Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, man sagt es Nedarim, Peri Gimel, Mishna Aleph, Arba Nedarim. There are four types of Nedarim, Hitiru Chacham, the Chamur Matir. Meaning to say, you don't have to go to a Chacham to be Matir the Neder, but there's like an automatic Heter. And these four are as follows. Nidrei Zeruzin. These are Nedarim that the person made with one purpose in mind. Try to accept the other side to agree with him. We'll see more about this later. B'yaz Hashem. V'nidrei havoy. These are nedarim that are exaggerations. Again, we'll soon see examples. V'nidrei shkagai. These are nedarim that were made because of a mistake. Could be based on a certain condition. He fulfilled the condition by mistake. And the fourth one is v'nidrei anosim. A neder that a person made because he was forced to. Or the neder was based on a condition and the condition came through, not because the person wanted, rather was against his will. Again, we'll see practical examples one by one. First, Nidrei Zeruzin. Ketzav. What is this Nidrei Zeruzin, which automatically becomes batal? Although L'chadchili not supposed to say it. Not supposed to do any kind of neder, thinking, well, it's not going to be a neder anyway, I won't fulfill it. There is an Issud Rabban of Layachal Devari. Don't make your words chulin. Don't throw around Nidarim. But L'maisa, if he does, the neder is not chal. So again, first of the four, Nidrei Zeruzin Ketzat. Zok the Mishnah, Yomar Chichefetz. Someone is selling an article for a sella. A sella is four dinarim. The Lekeach does not want to pay more than two dinarim. So of course there's heated negotiations, you know how it goes. And the Omar, the seller, says to the buyer, Koinem she'eni peiches lecha min ha-sella. This bread should become asur to me ba'ana if I sell this to you for anything less than a sella. Somehow that's going to convince the buyer to give in. But the buyer, he has his own neder over here to strike back with, or make-believe neder, whatever you want to call it. Valoyimer, the lekeach, the buyer, says, well, kainim sheini meisav luchal shekel. I ask you, this bread, bahana, if I'm going to wind up buying this for more than a shekel. So what's the bottom line over here? Shneim reitzin, both be'etzim know they're going to wind up compromising. And both are maskim b'shloish adinarin for a compromise. It's not going to be the four that the buyer wants to get, and it's not going to be as cheap as the one that the seller wants to give. Remember, a seller is four dinarin. So the seller said no less than a seller, less than four. The buyer said no more than one. So we assume that shnein roitzin b'shloish adinarin. They're going to be maskim to pay three dinarim over here, to sell and to buy it for three dinarim. Why is the moicher saying this? Not less than a seller. Because he wants the buyer to get up to that third dinner. And the buyer, he's saying a shekel. He knows he won't get it that cheap. But he wants the moicher to come down from the fourth dinner. Let's say their neder is not chal. So even if he winds up buying it for three dinarim, they can both eat their lunch, or whatever they answered. Now the reason the neder is not chal over here is because in order for a neder to be chal, it has to be what's called piv v'liboy shoven. When you make the neder, you have to mean what you say. And neither of them mean what they say. Well, generally speaking, if you say one thing and you can't explain the words, you can't just say I meant something else. But here, it's almost like it's a given. People that aren't used to negotiations and buying and selling may not have a feel for this, and I'm not either. But if you've even seen it once, then you understand. He screams like this, he screams like that. At the end, they know they're going to compromise. But that's how it goes. Each one feels if they don't scream, they're not going to get the compromise. So that's called Nidrei Zeruzin. Zrizus means to act quickly. They're trying to get the other one to act. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Aferoitze lehader es chaveroi. A person who wants to aser his own nechasim on someone else behana, in order to pressure that person, they should eat by him. Reuven comes to Shimon, come to me for supper. No, I'm not. No, please come to me for supper. No, I'm not. You don't come to me for supper. Whatever I have is usher to you. He doesn't mean that. He's just trying to get him to come to him for supper. He never really meant to usher his things on him. So even if he doesn't come for supper at the end, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, in this case the neder is not chal. So add to the case of the buyer and the seller, this case, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, this also falls under the category of Nidre Zeruzin. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, once again, he wants to answer his nechasim b'ano on his friend to pressure him. So this neder is bechlal nidrei zruzin, and it's not chal. Weiter oimer, if a person says, kol neder shani osid lidar, any neder that I am going to make, bottle. I'm telling you right now, I don't mean it. It should be bottle. That's called mesiras meida. So it works. Oblevad shei zocher b'shas haneder, provided that he remembers when he's making the neder, that I made a statement already, any neder I'm going to make should be batel, and he wants that tonight to stay in effect. Now, where does that come in over here? We're talking about nidrei zeruzin, the nedarim that people make to motivate someone to do something, but they don't really mean it. Where does this come in about a tanai, that any neder I make, I'm going to be mevatel? So the Gemara says, explains about tenura enechanami, something is missing here. The Mishnah should really read as follows. The Mishnah should read, if I want to get my friend to eat by me, he doesn't want to, and I go and I make a neder, well, if you're not going to come, eat by me, all my nechasim are asid to you. That's in the category of nidrei zeruzin. I don't mean that. And then, it should have said in our Mishnah, let's say someone does not want his nedarim should take effect the entire year. What he can do is stand up at Rosh Hashanah and say, any neder that I'm going to make should become batel. Doesn't dafka have to be Rosh Hashanah, it could be at any time. Person can make the statement, any neder that I'm going to make should become batel. And Anachanam, if he makes a neder afterwards, or a shuah for that matter, it's batel, provided that he remembers he made such a tanai and he wants the tanai. So explains the Batanura. If he forgot that he made such a condition, that any neder should be batel, then the neder is chal, it takes effect. And of course, if he remembered that he made such a condition, that every neder should be batel, and right now he's saying, but I want this neder to be chal, even if he doesn't say it, but he's thinking in his mind, I don't want that disclaimer to take effect, then the neder is chal. This only works is if he, lechatchila, again, says, any neder I'm going to make should become batel, while he makes the neder, he remembers that he said it, and Itaka wants that disclaimer, he wants that mesiras meida, that statement, that any neder that I'm going to make should not have an effect, he wants that statement that he made beforehand to still be active. Itaka doesn't want the neder to take effect, and it doesn't. And if you think this sounds odd, a person should get up and say, all the nedarim that I'm going to make should be batel, it's very possible that you did it. You? Me? Uh-huh. Were you in Shul Yom Kippur night? Did you say Kol Nidre? Well, take on a machzer and read the translation of Kol Nidre. At least the way many understand it, that's what you're saying. Any neder that I am going to make, I don't really mean.